In hometown baseball, Atlanta Braves beat the Mets 6-4 last night. The Yankees took the night off. Tonight, the Yankees get back into action. They're home to host the Kansas City Royals. The Mets are in Cincinnati to begin a series with the Reds. National Football League exhibition action tonight in San Diego. The Los Angeles Rams take on the Chargers. 804 WYNY and Literacy Volunteers offering free tutoring and reading skills by calling 212-873-4462. WYNY weather. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the upper 70s. 65 degrees. Sunny skies. I'm Jack Welby. And I'm back to more music with Bruce Bradley on 97 WYNY.
Oh, let me love you tonight. I'm working this morning.
Dark clouds are blowing in the wind.
97 WYNY at 8:07 in the morning. Bruce Bradley program till after 10 when Bill St. James ordinarily gets here after 9, but Randy Davis will be along this morning because Bill's on vacation, and that's the way that is. He returns on Monday. And you said there's nothing going on. YNY Shadow Traffic says that aside from this disruption, the inbound 59th Street bridge is still slow because of an earlier accident on the lower deck at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. Traffic is backing up from Van Dam Street into the tolls. Everything else is as shabby as usual. There's no horrific, unusual delays except for that one, which is not all that bad. What's going on this weekend? An Indian elephant at the Bronx Zoo takes part in a tug-of-war game with the zookeepers and staff in preparation for her tug against the Fordham football team on Saturday, opening up Elephant Weekend at the zoo. And that's pretty exciting. But what's really happening is in Buffalo this weekend. Samples of ice more than 100,000 years old. 100,000-year-old ice is expected to arrive in Buffalo this very weekend. You think those folks out there are just, twiddling their thumbs and saying, what's going on? Listen, it's going to be a big weekend to be examined by scientists at Buffalo State University. The samples are from the Greenland ice sheet, which researchers from the U.S., Denmark, and Switzerland have been looking at for the past 10 years. And in that 100,000-year-old sheet of ice, what they found so far that's most exciting is a 100,000-year-old bottle of bourbon.
97
WYNY 808
and
YNY. 97 WYNY. What a day for a daydream. What a day for a great weather forecast. What a day that you might as well get up and get it over with. It's Friday. Eagle flies today. Traffic's not all that bad. Ain't going to try to sell you nothing. Just enjoy. YNY 97. Talk back to me, Herbie. WYNY, 65 degrees, sunshine in the skies, sunny and pleasant to forecast for all of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, and for the whole eastern seaboard for today, tomorrow, and probably Sunday as well, although somewhat cooler on Sunday than it expected to be in the mid and late days of August. It's now 65 and sunny in the city. Bruce Bradley program till after 10 this morning. Bill St. James comes back from vacation. On Monday, we have some Beach Boys tickets. Well, Randy Davis does, to give away after 10. California Governor Jerry Brown says he will not run for president in 1984. It's a story in the Times, and I would assume elsewhere this morning. Governor Brown says he wants to let everyone know so they can make their plans in advance. He will not run for president in 1984. He's discovered that all the Mediterranean fruit flies in California have crossed over and plan to vote Republican. He's running for Senate instead. Speaking of politics, on this date in history, 1 month, I know it's not much history, but it is history. 1 month ago today, Vice President George Bush, after leaving home without his American Express card, was unable to recognize himself in the bathroom mirror.
22 miles until we get to heaven.
Imported by Van Munching of New York.
97 WYNY.
YNY Shadow Traffic says most everybody's behaving themselves this morning. It is 8:18. Bruce Bradley program, Jack Welby's News Update. In less than 15 minutes, all you need to know to get up and go.
Well, I'm summer and winter.
97 WYNY. It's 8:20. And as soon as you say folks are behaving themselves, they stop doing it. Westbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway, it's backed up approaching 3rd Avenue. There's a separated tractor and its trailer blocking the left lane. That'll always slow you down. On the Interborough Parkway, westbound traffic tied up near Metropolitan Avenue because of a disabled vehicle being cleared. The southbound BQE is bumper to bumper for 3/4 of a mile, approaching the Kosciuszko Bridge because of a disabled truck blocking the center lane. The approach to the inbound Queens Midtown Tunnel is backed up from Greenpoint Avenue to the tolls on the 59th Street Bridge. The upper deck is heavy leaving Queens. Try to use the lower deck if you can at this time. The inbound New Jersey Turnpike extension, this may not affect many people, comparatively speaking, but those it affects, it'll affect severely. Traffic is backed up from Interchange 14 to near Interchange 14A. There is a 5-car accident still in the process of being cleared from the left lane. To avoid those delays, go northbound on the Turnpike Eastern Spur to the Lincoln Tunnel, or use the Pulaski Skyway to the Holland Tunnel. At the inbound Holland, there are 20-minute delays into the tolls. The Lincoln has a 25-minute wait. So traffic was a little slow in slowing down, but it finally is where it always is, slow. And that's why and why shadow traffic, 822.
Here we go.
Okay.
What's free
and
goes great with McDonald's Egg McMuffin?
The plate?
What's free and goes great with McDonald's scrambled eggs, hash browns, and sausage?
Oh, well, that's easy. Jelly.
Now listen. Listen, I'll give you another clue.
Okay.
Now, what's free and goes great with McDonald's hotcakes and sausage?
Well, the clue gave it away. Syrup.
One more time, okay? What's free, piping hot, and is McDonald's own special blend?
Coffee.
Congratulations, you figured it out. And you'll get a regular size cup of rich, delicious coffee free when you buy a breakfast entree at participating McDonald's in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Now, one more time.
Okay.
What's free and goes great with a McDonald's breakfast?
Coffee!
Now through August 23rd.
Two guys who made a difference. Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson. Earp at times was a stage driver, buffalo hunter, gambler, and lawman. His closest friends were Doc Holliday and his wife, Big Nose Kate, and Bat Masterson. His story in a moment. Right now, Two Guys has a special deal for you good-hearted folks who gave away photos to your friends and loved ones. Now, they have the print. You have only the negative and empty spots in the family album. Two Guys 17-cent reprint special. Two Guys can make a difference.
We save money for you at Two Guys. Naturally.
97 WYNY. Bruce Bradley program, Friday morning in New Wave of York City. Neil Diamond.
Longfellow Serenade. Such were the plans I'd made. Prime upon our summer night.
97 WYNY. Good morning. You can't put it off. Get up. Don't you hate cheerful people? 8:27 the time.
You wander around.
Airchecks.com.